Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's topic is nutrition, and we're actually going to be looking at recovery, and that's kind of like recovery from training, exercise, whatever you do. And we're going to be looking at whether you need food or sleep. So it sounds kind of interesting, and the answer is you do need both, but there are times in which people overvalue or overassume the need for sleep. I mean, for food, golly. So we want to talk about when that is, and the reason why this is important is often people talk about being, I exercise, I work out, but I don't look like I do, or I don't look like the way I do, I want to. So I've talked to countless people who say, I work out, but I don't really look like it. Can you help me with, like, I want to look like I work out. So that's the problem they run into. So they're active, their body just doesn't reflect it. And overwhelmingly what the case is their nutrition is not set up properly for the amount of activity and the type of activity that they do. So they're overeating, or they're kind of just eating the wrong type of stuff. So we're going to kind of talk through that and give you guys some backgrounds and scenarios and situations in which you can kind of better understand which one you should focus more on. Like, how much food do I need? Do I really need food, or do I need more sleep? So when we look at it, there's generally two categories we're going to look through in our training. Is, does our training cause muscle damage, or is it system damage? Now, this is of the assumption that your training is actually sufficient. So let's say, let's be nice, and let's say somebody's kind of new to lifting, and they're not really strong, and they don't have great endurance. So they're kind of going to the gym, they're doing like lightweight circuits, and they're trying their best, but they're pretty much done in 30 to 40 minutes, and nothing was really that heavy. But it's the best that they're capable of right now. In those situations, you really don't have muscle damage or system damage. You just kind of were busy. You moved yourself around. And for some people, they have been living very sedentary, so moving themselves around is a challenge at this point. But it doesn't really it doesn't warrant increased nutrition. It doesn't really, like, require increased sleep to the point where it's something they need to be mindful of and actually force into their life. So if you are kind of newer to exercise, then, you know, you really don't need either one. You just need to keep showing up and getting better at what you do. So if we do look at this in kind of more demanding type of training, muscle damage would be kind of like idea of like bodybuilding or aesthetic-based sports, where they go to the gym, they spend an entire hour purposefully breaking down muscle tissue. That's their goal. So they go where with the intent to beat the living crap out of their muscles. They want maximum muscle damage. Now, that is one category. The other category we have is system damage. And that would be people who, what they do does cause muscle damage, but that's not their main goal. So it's almost like a secondary effect from their training. And this would be people who are usually strength-based, so, or kind of multi-purpose-based. So this would be powerlifting, Olympic weightlifting, strongman, CrossFit. There's a whole bunch of other stuff, but that's kind of the big ones out there. So in those sports, they have some of them do a lot, some of them don't do a lot, but their kind of focus is getting the system of their body to run in the direction that they want. They either want to be very strong statically, they want to be very strong mobily, moving around, dynamic strength. We also have CrossFit, which they do want some strength, but their goal is more so, how much work can I do? Can I get a lot of work capacity? And that's a systemic kind of effect. So they don't care if the individual muscle is the right shape or size. They just want everything being strong, everything being working together, so they can get a lot of work done. So those sports tend to be more system-based. So systemic damage is what's going to happen from their training versus muscular damage, which we said was like bodybuilding, fitness figure, bikini, like more muscle-based, aesthetic-based training. So now, let's look through this. If we look at the muscular damage sports or the activities or that style of training, food is extremely, extremely important. And I would argue it's more important than sleep. Now, this doesn't mean that you don't do any sleep. So you still need to sleep, and a little bit more sleep will help. But more and more and more sleep with no attention paid to bettering your food will not get you results. Whereas, if you improve your food and you at least maintain a decent level of sleep, you will get really good results. Now, if you improve both, you get more and more results. But I think it's important for us to start off at knowing that muscular damage-based training, so aesthetic-based training, when you damage muscle, you're breaking down the tissue of muscle. Protein that you get from your food is how you will repair and build upon that muscle. So therefore, you have to eat protein. Your food has to be sufficient in order to get the maximal result from your training. Your training creates muscle damage. When you eat food, and you eat protein specifically, your body will go back through, it will repair that damage and build upon it. You can train all you want, but if you do not eat, you don't get that response. You create the environment for growth potential, but you don't actually complete the transaction or the process of actually growing the muscle by not having that extra protein around from your diet. So, bodybuilding, aesthetic-based sports, so muscular damage stress training does require food. You must eat more in order to get results. Okay? Now, the rest of this stuff that's more system damage, sleep is actually more important. And especially if you do a low caloric use system damage training. So a style of training that focuses on the system, but it doesn't really have a lot of calorie expenditure. It doesn't have a lot of physical activity compared to the other ones. So if you look at powerlifting and Olympic weightlifting, there's not a lot of calories being burned. You're not moving around a lot. You're kind of just standing still and moving some heavy weights around. And typically, the majority of the training is done in the lower rep ranges. So there's going to be a lower caloric use as compared to things like strongman and CrossFit. So there's a lower caloric use in powerlifting and Olympic lifting. So therefore, food is even less important in the lower caloric use. Food is important and you still need to eat well, but what you need to focus on for recovery is sleep. So overwhelmingly, what ends up happening with powerlifters, so powerlifting, in the current generation of powerlifting, let's say the last 5 to 10 years, it's been more common for powerlifters to be lean and aesthetically pleasing, so to speak. Whereas beforehand, and for the bulk of powerlifting existence, powerlifters have been kind of fat people. And the reason why is because they beat the crap out of their body. They know they need to recover, so they sleep a lot and they eat a lot. Well, they eat more than they really needed. And that caloric surplus is going to cause body fat gain. So overwhelmingly, when I talk to female powerlifters, then they say, oh, heavy lifting makes me fat. No, eating more than you need makes you fat. Nothing about heavy lifting makes you fat. Heavy lifting is caloric burning. You're actually burning calories when you lift weights. How the hell is that making you fat? So you're not even intaking calories at that time, so there's nothing to form fat with. You're actually breaking fat down. So when you're actually exercising, that would make you leaner. It's only when you put calories in your face that when you put them in excess in your face, it'll get body fat. So a lot of females will blame kind of strength training or blame powerlifting for making them fat. And it's not true. You just overate. You ate more than you really needed to recover. And part of it is they're freaking tired the next day. So their body's beat up, they're sore, they're tired, they're worn out. So they try to eat for energy. The problem is you're consuming more energy than you really need. Your body can't use all the calories that you're consuming. And it actually needs sleep. When it gets sleep, that'll allow it to repair the nervous system damage, the joint system damage. It allows it to repair more of those type of damages. When we look at systemic damage, sleep is more important for recovery. So you need less food as compared to aesthetic-based training or as compared to high-caloric use system damage training such as strongman and CrossFit. Okay? So if you're a powerlifter and you're an Olympic weightlifter, you don't need food as much. So be careful of how much extra food you eat just because you train. So just because you went and did a squat day doesn't mean you deserve a tub of ice cream. It doesn't work that way. You didn't even burn as many calories as are in that ice cream. So sleep is way, way, way more important. So if you're struggling to recover in powerlifting and Olympic lifting, assuming you're eating at least maintenance level of calories. You need to sleep more to recover more. Okay? Now, high caloric use system damage style training, which is strongman, CrossFit, stuff like that, you need food and sleep. So you do so much volume of stuff that you will create significant muscular damage, even though your goal is systemic damage and systemic response. So you're going to get enough muscular damage that you will need the excess, like the extra protein around, you will need the extra food around to repair that muscular damage, but you're also going to need all that sleep to repair that systemic damage. So when you do strongman and CrossFit, you get to eat a lot more, so, and still look good. That's why CrossFit, everybody in CrossFit who's a relatively elite level, and even just kind of like upper medium level, they're all usually pretty damn fit. It's like six-pack abs, and they look pretty darn good. And the reason why is because they do so much damn work that they burn all those calories off. So they are the type where after workout they can go, you know, eat a tub of ice cream and they won't look like they did at the next day. So that's kind of our three categories, and I'm just kind of giving you guys a general. I'm sure there are some, you know, nitpicky differences between all this. But in general, you have maximal muscle damage training, which is bodybuilding and aesthetic-based sports. Food is your most important there. If you have low-caloric systemic damage training, so low-caloric usage, but your goal is systemic damage, is powerlifting, Olympic weightlifting, stuff like that, sleep is more important than food. Now, you still need food, blah, 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 like we said, but increasing sleep will help more than increasing food. Increasing food will just make you fat. Now, high caloric use, systemic damage training, strongman, CrossFit, you need both. You need increased food and you need increased sleep. So if you're struggling to recover from bodybuilding and aesthetics, look at your food first. If you're struggling to recover from powerlifting and Olympic lifting, look at your sleep first. If you're struggling to recover from strongman and CrossFit, look at everything. So look at food and sleep. Make sure you're doing everything better. Okay? So let's look at some scenarios, and this might help us kind of identify what's best for us. So if we say to myself is, in my training, I did a lot in my training. I was busy a lot, but nothing was really that heavy. So I did a lot of work, a lot of activity, but nothing super heavy. Then I probably don't need food. I just need to sleep. So if I need to improve my recovery from that style of training, training where I do a lot but nothing's really heavy, I need to focus on sleep to improve my recovery, not food. If I didn't do much but of what I did was super duper heavy in my training, if I want to improve my recovery, again, I don't look as much at food, I look at sleep. Since I didn't do as much, I don't burn a lot of calories, but what I did do was heavy, that means there's a lot of systemic damage. So that's going to be the need for sleep. Now, if I did a lot and I did heavy stuff and I really beat the crap out of my body, then food, you get to eat more food, but also you can look at sleep as well. So, people often overestimate how much food they've actually earned from their training. Okay? And again, this is why a lot of times people, they say they go to the gym a lot, they're busy, they're active, but they eat diets that are kind of like high in sugar and they're kind of like high in carbs. And they tend to have their calories misplaced around their training, but and they end up just not looking as good. So I remember way back when, in my I think in my early 20s or late teens, I forget, it was somewhere around that age, somewhere around the age of 20, I worked at a gym as a trainer and kind of like desk clerk guy, and these ladies would come in and they would walk on the treadmill BSing with each other for about like 20-30 minutes. Then they would come and order like a quote-unquote protein shake that had like 800 calories in it. There wasn't a chance in hell that they probably burned 8 calories walking on that treadmill. So they were actually paying the gym the membership plus the cost of that shake to get fatter every day. So I used to feel horrible, and I wanted to say something all the time, but I was afraid I was going to get fired, so I didn't really know what to do. So I ended up making a little bit extra of the shakes, that way I could have some all the time. So there was Chunky Monkey was my favorite one. It was chocolate protein powder, banana, and I think something else in there, but like soy milk or like almond milk or something. Oh, that was good. So so I was a horrible jerk. They got fatter as I got free little shots of protein shakes. But that happens all the time, is people go to the gym, they're active, but nothing really created a lot of muscle damage, and then they overeat based on the belief that they, you know, I worked out today, I get to have a whole cheesecake. No, that does not work. So people have to be careful of overestimating the increase in food that they quote unquote earned from their training. So make sure you look at sleep first. So if you need to improve your recovery, or you just want to improve your recovery, okay, most people are going to more benefit from increased sleep. And then increased food is important, but you have to be careful of how much you increase. So again, if you're low muscle damage activity, a small increase is only what's going to be appropriate for you. If you're medium muscle like damage and kind of medium activity, then a medium increase in food is going to be important. The harder you work, the more you work, the more food and sleep you can need and get. So I have 2 days a week that I train that are 2 to 3 hours each time. So it's one that's a lower body day and one's an upper body day. It takes me about 3 hours in total to get through the training. On those days, I can eat damn near anything I want because I don't take longer than like a 2 or 3 minute break most of the time, except for some of my bigger lifts like squats or some benches. I'll take some longer breaks, but usually I superset a small activity in there. So between squats, I'll do some abdominal work or calf raises or something like that, or grip work. Between benching, I'll do like upper back training. So I often do a lot of shrugs and rows and pull-ups and stuff in between my benching. So I tend to be pretty busy the entire 3 hours, so therefore I can kind of eat whatever I want on those days. Well, the days where my training is only an hour or less, then I don't get to eat as much, and often I don't even make any compensation nutritionally whatsoever for those days, and I let them just be days where I maybe get a little bit leaner. So the big days, I tend to eat big. The small days, I tend to eat small. So that's kind of the goal. So it seems common sense, but often people, we all want to be able to eat more. So we're like, hey, I did a sit-up. I get to eat a whole pizza. No. So your degree of work will determine your degree of increase in food. So you want to more so look at sleep if you need to improve your recovery. That way you'll get the improvement of recovery, but you'll also really look good. So your aesthetics will still be good. If you focus too much on food, you're going to recover okay, but you're going to look not the way you want. So you'll look soft and flabby, and you won't have the result that you'd want from your training. Okay? So when it comes to improving recovery, make sure you look at getting as much sleep as you can fit into your schedule. Now, if you're going for like a pro card in aesthetic-based sports, it does not matter whether it fits in your schedule. You've got to sleep more. So I've trained people for pro cards in aesthetic sports, and 8 hours of sleep is our minimal. So we would often try to get 9 or 10 through use of naps throughout the day and whatnot. So sleep is important. The higher advanced of a result you want, the higher advanced of effort you have to put into your kind of recovery methods. So you want to first look at getting as much sleep as you can. You then want to make sure you're eating at least 1 gram per pound of body weight in protein. So if I weigh 150 pounds, I need to be eating 150 grams of protein. If I weigh 250 pounds, I need to be eating 250 grams of protein. So sleep first, protein second. Then you can pay attention to trying to eat more overall calories. So that's the right order if you want to maximize recovery while maximizing aesthetics. So the way you look and the way you feel. Okay? So sleep first, protein second, then you can increase calories. So hopefully this has helped give you an idea of what you need more of. So if you're exercising a lot or you feel like you're busy but you don't look the way you want to look, you're probably overeating. So cut back on some food, add more sleep in, you'll look better and feel better. Okay? So that's the goal. Cool. So hopefully this was helpful. If you have any more questions about recovery or you want to know more specifics, check out tomorrow's podcast. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about tips for maximizing recovery. And more like broad-based, like a bunch of like other things you can do, like ice baths, stretching, active recovery, blood flow training, stuff like that. So check out tomorrow's podcast to learn even more. And if after that podcast and this podcast you still have more questions about recovery, shoot us an email and we'll help you with address whatever your concern might be. Okay, so I want you guys to always reach out to us if you need anything. That's what the idea of this podcast is to help you guys. So anything you want to learn about, tell us, we'll make a podcast on it. Anything you're having trouble with, shoot us an email. We'll teach you how to address it and fix it. Okay, so we are absolutely 100% here to help you on your healthy and happiness journey. We want you to be as healthy as you can, as happy as you can, and we will do anything it takes to help you. So we're here, we're in your corner, we're your support. So use us, okay? Shoot us an email anytime you need us. So if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Brutal Iron Gym. Also, if you like the podcast, please share it with family and friends. So the more people we help, the happier the world will be. So just shoot them a message or shoot them the URL of whatever you're kind of listening to if you're on a website or something. But let your family and friends know if there's something you listen to on this and you think it might help somebody. Please reach out to them. So it can just be, you know, a quick 10 seconds to do that, and it can make a big difference in someone's life. Okay? So please share if you think it can help them. We want to make the world as healthy and as happy as possible. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. So like we said, this podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.